Will he take him on? He looks at Rivers and he says, "You're a little old. I'm young and I'm sneaky." Around one, Ames lets it rip. Strikes at two. Michael Walters wins the game for the Dockers.
Off the ground for Pavlich. Look at the celebration.
This to send them into a home preliminary.
Welcome back to the Talking Freo podcast, the podcast where we give you all the latest Freo news and updates.
In today's episode, we will be previewing our round one clash against Essendon. We will also relook our predictions, which we did in our last podcast.
Make sure to go follow us on our Instagram. Don't you reckon, Harry? Do you reckon they should follow it?
I definitely reckon they should follow us.
Talking_Freo. Subscribe also to our YouTube channel, Talking Freo, where we'll be uploading our first video very shortly to do with the season.
That should be a very good video coming out soon.
Before we get on, Dockerbox. It's a new club initiative they've done to engage fans. What do you think about that?
I think it's a great idea, Ben. I think, like, we can't go to the games, so why not bring it from, like, what the fans are doing at home?
Now I reckon we're going to have some colourful characters come out, and that'll be good to watch, won't it?
I reckon it'll be great to watch. People booing, shouting, ball. I reckon it'll be great, Ben. I reckon we should try out for it.
On the booing, if they did that for West Coast, it'd just
they wouldn't stop.
They wouldn't stop. It'd just be booing all day.
They need to learn the rules.
They do need to learn the rules. All right, stay tuned.
Firstly, Ben, let's re-look at our predictions for the team from last week.
Okay, why don't you go first? Because I think you had a bit better predictions than me.
Well, I predicted Travis Collier to make the team. I predicted him to be playing on the wing, but he is in the team, so that's a point to me. Surely that's a point.
Yeah, okay. Well, firstly, we should explain. So over the year, we're going to do a prediction, and if you get it right, you're going to get a point. And the winner takes all. The winner takes all. This is everything, Harry.
Yeah, oh, you're going to lose. You're already behind.
Well, we'll see about that. So, I'm pretty sure you had two predictions, and you also said Bewley was going to get dropped, which he's on the wing. So, what do you think about that?
Well, yeah, that's fine. That's not part, you know, we won't count that. We'll just count the Travis Collier part.
Well, why don't we start from scratch? Because you had two.
We won't count the Toby Watson one as a point because he made the emergencies more than your player.
Okay. Mine was Tom North to debut. As a midfielder, which was completely wrong. We did have a debutant though in Sam Sturr. So.
Yeah, we talked about this in the last podcast about him maybe getting selected this week. And I think he's earned his spot running out of the square. He's not going to be running out of the square. He's going to be half forward. But I reckon he can crumb Tabner and lob in the forward line.
No, I agree. So we'll do some more predictions later on. So we're just going to run through the team sheet. Griffin Logue at fullback.
Very solid selection. He's really showed his potential in the Marsh series.
Showed why he's a very, very, very high draft pick.
I think him and Ethan Hughes definitely showed why he should be in the team for round one.
Luke Ryan back in the team after
a bit of soreness.
Game two in the Marsh series against West
Coast. Changed number, by the way, to number 13. A bit weird seeing him not number 38 for the first time.
And Jack Hannes all number. Yeah. The man, the myth, the legend, Jack Hannes. Ethan Hughes. He's in?
Yeah.
Really cemented his spot, I think, back end of last year.
I think he'll still be in the team when our players come back from injury as well. He showed that much on the field so far.
Rhys Conker.
The captain from last week.
And the week before, wasn't he?
No, first week.
No, he was the first week because Fife came back in the second week.
Yeah. Well, he was too, wasn't he?
Yeah, he's captain. Been in the leadership team.
He'll be the leader in that back line for tomorrow's clash with Essendon.
Brandon Cox, centre-half back. What do you think of that?
I reckon he's been playing well. He's definitely improved a lot over the off-season. So something to look at in tomorrow's game, see if he can hold up with the injuries we have.
He wasn't really working as a forward for us, was he?
No, he came in. We drafted him as a back room, right? And then we moved him forward.
And
so
moved him back. Talon Duman.
He's been solid the last few years. I think he's been dropped a couple of times over the last couple of seasons. I think he's a bit unlucky because of how solid our backline was.
Okay, we're going to move on to the wings now. Your man, Bewley, said he'd get dropped. So
he's still a good player. I just don't think in the Marsh series. I think he was good in the first Marsh series game, but in the second one he dropped off a bit.
It's a bit harsh. He had one mediocre game. It wasn't even that bad.
In AFL, you've got to play well every game.
Fair enough. Running on the other wing, James H. Club debut.
He was very good in the first Marsh series game.
Another one that missed.
He could go back as well. He could go back, and then Cam McCarthy could have a little run on the wing as well.
Dardy getting on the wing. Ruckman, obviously, Sean Darcy, don't really have a replacement for him. Rory Lobb, I guess, but he likes playing out of forward a bit more.
Yeah, Rory Lobb will definitely spend more time forward this year than he did last year. Nat Fyfe obviously gets the selection in the midfield.
Darcy
Tucker, I think he's a very good player. Definitely improved from when we first drafted him, put some muscle on, got that good left foot, which we need in that midfield because everyone else in there is a right footer.
Old tough nut, Andrew Brayshaw, great. He's
going to really improve this year. He's definitely going to take some Brownlow votes from Fyfe, I think, this year. Do you agree?
Yeah, no, I definitely agree with that. Very hard nut, goes at the ball, just gets it done.
He rarely has a bad game as well. He's always there.
Yeah, definitely in that Bulldogs game last year, I played really well, best on ground. So, Sam Sturt.
I reckon he's definitely deserved his spot on the team. Hopefully he has a good game, as there is a bit of competition for the forward line.
Yeah, hopefully he can use his pace. Matt Tabanar probably didn't play the best in the Marsh series, but I'm hoping.
I reckon he'll step up this week. He's had a couple more weeks to work on his fitness a bit more and his kicking, and I reckon he'll be ready to go.
Our friend of the podcast, Bailey Banfield.
Oh, he'll have a rip of a game the weekend, I reckon.
I reckon.
He played great in the Marsh series, kicked those goals against West Coast.
Best on ground, 3 Brownlow votes, and he will win the Coleman this year, I reckon.
I reckon he could kick. I reckon if he plays forward all year, he could actually kick 40 plus goals for us.
Okay, obviously not the Coleman, but yeah, I think he could be up there. Collier, your man.
He'll also do that crumbing in the forward line next to Lobb. I reckon he could kick a snag.
You reckon snag or two?
Yeah, I reckon he could kick a couple.
Goal of the year?
Not goal of the year, but he'll kick one from the boundary.
Okay, Eddie Bestwell.
Yeah.
Rory Lobb playing out of the goal square.
Yeah, great selection there. He was always going to get in the team.
Great set of hands.
And then you got Sonny Walters. He'll have a great game as usual. He's even if he's not having a great game, he's always working hard, and he always manages to find the footy
and just get on his boot and just. Oh. Magic. He's magic, Harry. That's what the word is. On the interchange, Adam Chera. What do you think?
He was always going to get selected. I think he's really got to prove his point this year, though, if he's going to make the team that back line more often. I think he'll go into the back line because of our injuries, not the midfield. He also could swap with Aish on the wing.
Lockie Schultz, very much an impressor in the Marsh series.
He's ready to go. He wants to get out there, kick a few goals.
He's hungry for it.
He is hungry. There's competition for small forward. He needs to keep performing. He wants to stay on the team, and I reckon he's ready to go.
Mitchell Crowden.
He showed some stuff in the second game.
He's another one of those really hard nuts, isn't he?
Yeah, he'll get around the footy. He will get that 10 to 12 disposals, but he'll have an impact on the game.
And lastly, on the interchange, Cam Darty McCarthy.
Yeah, he'll play multiple positions tomorrow, I reckon. Bit of half forward and a bit of wing. Hopefully he has a good game, because there is also competition for that position as well.
So he plays three positions. Bit of half forward, bit of wing, a lot of Darty. That's it.
That's it.
Are the emergencies Caleb Sarong, Brandon Matera, Connor Blakely, we'll talk about him later, and Tobe Watson,
our mate Tobe.
Connor Blakely, hasn't been selected.
It's very interesting, because we were talking about him missing out the West Coast Marsh Series game. We thought it could be a management or something. But he must have been dropped if he hasn't made the team this week. Why do you think this is?
Well, last year his kicking probably wasn't the best in the team, but I would have thought over the preseason he looked to get a little bit better, or a lot better, but so did the rest of the team. So it might be something else. Maybe
he's still a bit sore.
Or maybe they're just not. He's not needed in the spot that he's been playing. Maybe other people have just taken his spot.
I thought he could have played a bit of midfield and halfback tomorrow, but it'd be interesting to see how the players that have been selected over him play. because if they don't have the best game, Connor Blakely could be straight back into the team next week.
Well, that's good. That's what I want about our team, is competition for spots. So no one can slack
off. That's the most important thing in footy, is competition. You always need someone who can come and fill the spot if someone hasn't performed very well.
You see, Richmond last year, they had a...
That's one of the reasons they had a great year, was because the competition for spots.
Camden McIntosh didn't get selected.
And he's a solid player. He can fit into most teams.
Yeah, he would be in pretty much every team.
22.
Yeah. Earlier on in the week, AFL CEO Guillaume Lachlan has announced some interesting news about the AFL season. Lucky enough, it is still going ahead as planned at the moment. Oh, not really as planned, but what do you think about that? Can you elaborate?
Obviously, there's no crowds, which was announced a couple of weeks ago. They've moved the season, so everyone plays each other once, which I understand where they're coming from with doing this move to change it to 17 rounds so it's more flexible, but I reckon the better option was to make it so everyone plays each other in the first 17 rounds.
And then if they can.
And if they can play more games, they'll still have the 22 and they just cancel games if they have to.
So also some of the new rules are 16-minute quarters. Plus time on, obviously, for stoppages.
I think they've done that because they have to play 3 games in 2 weeks. It's obviously strained on the players, so they've changed it to 16 minutes.
Runners are back.
Runners are back on. It's going to be an interesting season because no crowds. If a team that's not expected to win gets on top of a team like Richmond early on, no crowd to spur them on, they could go on and win the game.
Also, on that... If a player does get tested for coronavirus and it returns a positive reading,
14 days,
no exceptions. The AFL will be postponed.
I think that's why they've done the 17 games. So if that does happen, there's flexibility. But I reckon they could have still had the 23 rounds of every team playing 22. But obviously they could have said these 5 games that you play the extra teams might not happen due to the coronavirus.
So do you think that this is better or worse for Freo in season 2020?
Well, it depends. If the season does get suspended a bit, it does give a bit of time for our injured players to come back without missing games, which will help. But the one thing I'm a bit upset about is only one derby, which is a bit annoying. Hopefully, if crowds are allowed, which that's a big if, we might not be allowed to go all season. If crowds are allowed, I think they should do a ballot for 30,000 members of each team to go to the game. But I don't think crowds will be allowed to go.
I don't think we'll be
going. So I don't think we'll be going to a game this year. Hopefully we get to go to at least one.
Also, just a thing. Do you think this season could be used strategically by the coaches to play a lot more young players, get them in, get them ready? Or do you think they're just going to approach it as a normal season?
I think they will approach it as a normal season, but I think they will see more opportunities to bring in younger players, because if you lose 3 or 4 of the first 6 games, you could be out already of the finals contentions, which they are announcing later, but it's still top 8.
Okay, so it is top 8.
Right now it's still top 8.
So due to the changes, do you think there's any noticeable difference that where do you think Fremantle will finish this year?
I think we could potentially finish higher, because last year we played some good teams twice and we beat them the first time, not the second time. And I feel like we like the competition. We like being the underdogs. So I reckon we could perform better this season with 17 games.
So I think it's time for predictions. Harry, what do you think?
I'm predicting Fremantle by 17 points.
Oh, we also got a very special guest, local footy club legend, Dave, the local coach. What do you think, Dave? What do you think for a Fremantle or versus Essendon?
Well, firstly, I'm very excited about the new season. I'm absolutely pumped about how we did in the Marsh series, and I think the boys are going to get up by 5 goals, 30 points.
That's good. I'm predicting a closer game. I'm going to say 1 goal. 1 goal to Freo.
All of us predicting the Dockers there. So hopefully we're all correct, obviously.
What do you think is one big call for the game?
Big call?
Big headline.
Big call, Sam Sturt kicks 5 on debut.
What's your big call, Coach Dave?
My big call is that the new look Dockers defence, which has been very impressive, will keep the Bombers to 0 goals in the first quarter.
My big call is Andrew Brayshaw, best on ground, 36 disposals, 2 goals. What do you think about that?
I mean, it's possible. It's possible.
All right, what do you think is the most likely one out of all our predictions?
My one.
Your one? Okay.
Yeah, Sam Sturt to kick 5.
We'll see about that.
Thanks for listening to Talking Freo. That's all we got time for today.
Make sure you go follow us on Instagram, talking_Freo. Also, our new merch has just dropped, Nat Fife Jesus cartoon design. So the link is in our Instagram bio and our podcast bio.
Make sure you also join us next week to review our round one clash against Essendon, and we will also be previewing our round two game against the Hawthorn Hawks.